Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Using DNA testing, the State Justice Department has identified human remains that were found in the Trinity River down from Hoopa in 1989. The remains are those of 13-year-old Hoopa resident Sylvester Lopez, who was reported missing from a foster home in Eureka in February of 1989. It was soon reported that he had been seen in the Hoopa Witchpeck area, and sheriff's deputies searched but never found him. In February of 2008, investigators from Siskiyou County and the Eureka Police Department contacted Lopez's biological mother and obtained a DNA sample. The mother passed away just 2 days later. The DNA sample matched those of the remains found in the river, and officials were able to determine that they were of Lopez. Lopez's remains have now been returned to his family, and the investigation into the manner of his death remains open. Over the past several months, the Arcata Police Department has been investigating a series of car thefts and car burglaries. The vehicles were found to have either been stripped for parts or used for joyrides and then abandoned after anything of value from inside the vehicle had been taken. On Wednesday, officers arrested 28-year-old Arcata resident Paul Bareilles and his 33-year-old wife Barbara Palmer following a traffic stop. Stolen items from the burglaries were found in their vehicle, and they were both booked into county jail. Their two children, ages 6 and 9, were released to family members. Later on Wednesday, officers served a search warrant at a residence on Buttermilk Lane and a storage unit associated with 33-year-old Zach Friedland. Officers located a substantial amount of stolen property at the residence and the unit, including computers, home electronics, musical instruments, outdoor equipment, and cameras. The value of the recovered items is in excess of $25,000, and Friedland was booked into county jail as well. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at the residence of Robbie Jackson on Hostler Ridge Road in Hoopa yesterday. Agents found a small amount of suspected heroin, a small marijuana grow, several firearms, including a shotgun and an assault rifle, high-capacity magazines, and drug paraphernalia. Jackson was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including possession and child endangerment. Agents also contacted his girlfriend and the mother of their two children, who were in the residence at the time of the search. The mother was released at the scene to care for the children, but a warrant has been issued for her arrest on child endangerment charges. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. 61-year-old John Knott, who is known to lead a transient lifestyle, hasn't been seen by his family for 2 weeks and was reported missing on the 26th. Knott told friends he was going to a nearby lake and hasn't been seen since. Knott is a white male adult with medium brown hair, hazel eyes, and he's 6 feet tall and weighs about 150 pounds. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact EPD. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Rotary Club of Eureka has announced that Nancy Dean will serve as president for the next year. Dean, who's been with Rotary of Eureka since 2006, was chosen by a committee of former club presidents and has served on the club's board of directors. Dean replaces outgoing president Greg Pearson. Wildfires are burning across the western states, and Colorado and Utah have been particularly hard hit. Yesterday, a 15-member crew from the Fortuna Conservation Corps was dispatched to Utah to assist the U.S. Forest Service in their firefighting efforts. The crew is expected to remain in Utah for 2 weeks, and they will be joined by a second crew out of Redding. While much of the focus on Sacramento has revolved around the state budget, Governor Brown signed a piece of legislation into law yesterday, a bill that will assist the victims of crime. Senate Bill 1371, authored by Republican Senator Joel Anderson, will ban the practice of allowing those convicted of a crime to serve more time in prison in an effort to cover the costs of court-ordered restitution. The bill passed the Assembly on a unanimous vote and then sailed through the Senate before landing on the governor's desk. Those ordered to pay restitution to the victims of their crimes will now have to pay in cash, not time served. And that's the North Coast News on this muggy Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.